Masechet Pesachim has been dedicated by Mr. Ike J. Shehebar in honor of his grandparents, Mr. Ike and Jeanette Beebe. We bless Mr. Ike Shehebar, who's been a sponsor of the Daf Yomi for many days. They should continue to enjoy success, health, and happiness. May his grandparents also enjoy much nachat from him as well as all their grandchildren, and may they only share in simachot for the entire family. Amen. This morning's daf has been dedicated anonymously in honor of Rav David Katz of Katz Judaica. Katz Judaica on 632 Kings Highway in Brooklyn, 718-375-7272. We want to acknowledge that Rav David Katz is the supplier of all our Gemariot art scroll for the Daf Hayomi in our Shi'ur Teskele Mitzvot Katz Judaica.
Today's daf is being studied the Ailu Nishmat Acham Baruch Rafael Ben Miriam and Avraham Ben Esther Ruach Hashem Tanichem Began Eden. Amen. We are beginning on Daf Samech Amud Bet, and we will start six lines from the bottom. Actually, it's the first wide line from the Ibaya Lehu. The Gemara is Ibaya Lehu Pesach Sheshachato Bishar Yemot Hashana Bishinui Be'alim. So we continue talking about a case where a person designated a Korban Pesach. However, he did not bring it on Erev Pesach when he's supposed to. He brought it sometime in the middle of the year. Halakha said yesterday that if a person has Kavanah L'shem Korban Shelamim, at that time the Korban can be Oleh the Korban Shelamim. So that was yesterday's daf. However, today we have a different Kavanah. The guy's Kavanah was B'Shinui Be'alim, meaning the Kavanah was for another owner. For example, let's say the Korban belonged to Reuven, so that at the time of the Shechita, the Kavanah was L'shem Shim'on. So we want to know, what is the din? Mahu? Shinui ba'alim ke shinui kodesh, dame umakshir lehu, or no? Well, let's get terminologies. Shinui ba'alim means the kavanah was for a different owner. Shinui kodesh means what we called yesterday's daf shelo lishma, where you did it for a different korban. Now we learned in yesterday's daf that shelo lishma is kasher. Meaning if a person brings a korban Pesach during the year, and his kavanah is shelo lishma, which the Gemara is calling this over shinui kodesh, meaning his kavanah was not for Pesach but for shelamim, so we said it is kasher. So the Gemara is saying, maybe also when he does it shinui be'alim, it'll also be kasher. Now, the question is obvious over here. What is the safek of this Gemara? Obviously there is a big difference between shinui kodesh and shinui be'alim. Shinui kodesh means the guy's having kavanah for what? For shelamim. So you tell me, since he has kavanah for shelamim, therefore the korban is valid for shelamim. But if a person has kavanah for a different owner, why should it be kasher at all? Which means if it's Reuven's korban, right? So what's the side to say that if I have kavanah for the sake of Shimon, it'll be good for a shelamim? That's got nothing to do with Pesach or Shelamim, it's got to do with the owner. Once you have Kavanah for a different owner, it should be Pasul automatically. So why is the Gemara comparing Shinui Kodesh to Shinui Be'alim? This is the question the Aharonim asked, just to understand the Havamin of this Gemara's question. So Rav Elkanan Wasserman, in his Kovetz Shi'urim, offers an interpretation as follows. He says like this. When a person has kavanah for shelamim, shelo lishma, that's not what's making the animal kasher. It's not the positive kavanah of lishem shelamim. What happens is, the mechanics is, when a person has kavanah lishem shelamim, all he's doing is negating the lishem pesach. Because if it's done lishem pesach, it'll be pasul. Because if you do it lishem pesach in the middle of the year, it's no good. So how do you get rid of the kavanah of l'shem Pesach? So by having kavanah l'shem shelamim, it just knocks out l'shem Pesach. Then automatically it's going to be for shelamim. So it's not that it's necessarily the positive kavanah of l'shem shilamim. It's that l'shem shilamim neutralizes the l'shem pesach, which would be pasul. Similarly, when a person brings the korban that he designated for pesach during the year, and he does it l'shem ba'alim ahirim, for the sake of other owners. Once you do it for the sake of other owners, so automatically l'shem pesach is knocked out, because you can't bring the pesach for another owner. So once the l'shem pesach is knocked out, so automatically now it's going to be for a shilamim. So that's the comparison, the way he learns it, of l'shem kodesh and l'shem ba'alim. Just like the l'shem kodesh, when you had kavanah l'shma, meaning shelo l'shma for shilamim, the pshat is the l'shem shilamim stops the l'shem pesach from hitting. Because if you had l'shem pesach in the middle of the year, it would be pasul. So all I did is I put an interference. I put something in between to stop the item that would be posel. So the same thing, if I do l'shem ba'alim ahirim, it's Reuven's korban, I did it l'shem Shimon. Why should it be kasher? It's not the pshat that l'shem Shimon makes it kasher. It's the pshat that now, once you have l'shem Shimon, the l'shem Pesach cannot be viable anymore. Because a korban Pesach cannot be bought for somebody else. Once that's out, automatically it falls back into the position of a shilamim. So that's the Gemara's question. What happens when you do it shelo l'shem ba'alim? So comes the Gemara and offers an answer. Gemara says, Amar Rav Papa, Amrita l'shmate kame derava. So he says, I said a logic, a sevara, in front of Rabba to try to answer this question. Ho'il v'shinui kodesh poslo bizmano. He's setting up postulates. Postulate number one. If a person has a kavanah l'shem shilamim, bizmano meaning on Yud Dalet Nisan, pasul. On Yud Dalet Nisan, you have to have kavanah l'shem pesach. You have shelo l'shma on Yud Dalet Nisan, pasul. V'shinui be'alim poslo bizmano. Furthermore, bizmano, on Yud Dalet Nisan, if a person had kavanah on the Uven's korban pesach, for Shimon, it's also pasul. So we see two things are posel bizmano. Shinui kodesh, meaning you had kavanah for something else, or you had kavanah for different ba'alim. So they're similar in that respect. So now he draws it to the other cases. And what? He says like this. Ma shinui kodesh sheposlo bizmano makshiro lehar zemano. The same kavanah of the Shem Shilamim, that's posel bizmano, is actually kasher shelo bizmano. I mean, if a person designated a korban pesach, and in the middle of the year we had kavanah l'shem shilamim, that'll be kasher. So the same item, shinui kodesh, that's posel bizmano, is kasher shelo bizmano. So the same thing also, av shinui be'alim sheposlo bizmano, makshiro lehar zemano. So too, I'll argue that shinui be'alim, that's posel bizmano, will be kasher le'achar zmano, which is another way of saying shelo bizmano, which means that shinui be'alim will also be kasher during the year. So what Rav Papa did, he just made a corollary between shinui kodesh and shinui be'alim, and he basically said like this, that shinui be'alim and shinui kodesh are similar bizmano. They're similar that what? That they're both posel. You had shinui kodesh, meaning shilamim, pasul. Shinui ba'alim, pasul. Oh, good. And therefore they'll both be similar in another respect. That what? Just like shinui kodesh, shelo bizmano is kasher. So to shinui ba'alim, shelo bizmano will be kasher. So there's the answer to your question. If a guy brought the korban pesach during the year, b'shinui ba'alim, Rava wanted to say a sevara, kasher. The premise of his theory is that shinui kodesh and shinui ba'alim are equal. And therefore, whatever you say here, you say there. They have the same principles working. The Gemara is going to reject Rava's principle and show that shinui kodesh is more severe, is more strict than shinui ba'alim. But once you prove that shinui kodesh is more strict then shinui ba'alim, meaning it's more hamur, so therefore you cannot make this corollary anymore. And the Gemara is going to actually show us that shinui kodesh is stricter than shinui ba'alim in four different aspects. And what are the four aspects? So we begin. Ve'amarli, the Gemara says that Rava, you know, pushed away Rapapa's logic, and he said, "Lo," he said, "No, your correlation is not good." Imamar b'shinui kodesh. If you want to say Yosef Rabbi Shinui Kodesh, that what? That Shinui Kodesh will be posel bizmano, but it'll be makshir shelo bizmano. That's because Shinui Kodesh is a powerful kavana. It's a powerful kavana that can even override the Pesach, and therefore can make it kasher. Why is Shinui Kodesh strict? So it says, first of all, Shinui Kodesh, it affects the animal itself. That type of Kavanah, Leshem Shilamim, that's in the animal itself. That's called a Psul in the Guf. Or a person has a Kavanah Leshem Pesach. That's the animal itself. As opposed to Shinui Be'alim, Shinui Be'alim has to do with the animal. That's got to do with who's the animal going to be used for. So a psul that's in the goof, that affects the animal itself, is more strict than a psul that is mechutz laguf. Shinui ba'alim is chutz laguf. That's the first stringency. V'yishno ba'arba avodot. And it also applies to all four services, meaning there's four services in a korban. They are shechita, kabbalat adam, holachat adam, meaning you're carrying it or walking it to the mizbeah, and then of course zirika. A kavana shelo lishma, meaning a kavana shelo lishem, the korban is posel in all four avodot. That she says, V'yishno ba'arba avodot, two lines from the bottom, shahat o kibel damo, you can even read the parentheses, o zarak o halach, shelo lishmo pasul, de bechol arba avodot, dam yalfinan le, avodat dam yalfinan le posla beperek kama, de zevachim. They learn from pesukim, that each one of the avodot, from shechita to the zirika, if you had a Kabbalah Shalom Neshma, it indeed is going to be Pasul. And the Sheen tells us, Shechita Mezebach Pesach. He's giving you the Pesukim. How do Shechita has to be Lishma from the word Zebach Pesach? Shetez Zevihato Lishem Pesach. Ush'ar Avodot Mevehasita Pesach Yukol Asiyotav Lishem Pesach. All the actions that you do have to be done for the sake of Pesach. So the Psul of Shalom Neshma impacts every angle of the, at least the Korban Pesach, all four stages. Good? Third stringency, the Yishno Le'achar Mita. It even has implications after death. Rashi, top line. Mit, let's say the owner of the Korban died. Beno Mevi Korban Aviv. So the son has to bring this korban that was designated by the father. V'im shachato shelo lishmo, and if the son brought the korban shelo lishmo, meaning for the wrong kavana, for the wrong korban, lo ala lishem choba, it's not going to count for an obligation. V'charayut korban mutal al nechse amit, and the son has to take from his father's assets that he left in inheritance, the tzarich lavi acher. So there, another korban. So you see that the psul of shelo lishma even is affected after death. Furthermore, the yishno besibur can be yachid. It applies to all types of korbanot. Korban yachid is a personal korban, or a korban sibur. Which means, if the Kohen is bringing the Korban Sibur, at the time that he's bringing it, that's the Kavanah, that's Shelo Lishma, he's bringing it for a different type of animal, so it's also going to be Pasul. So let's review the four stringencies that Kavanah Shelo Lishma has. Number one, it's psul begufo, right? It's affecting the animal itself, meaning instead of having kavanah for Pesach, having kavanah for shelamim. That's the type of animal itself, psul begufo. Number two, it impacts four avodot, right? All four stages, specifically by the Korban Pesach, all four stages have to be done lishma. Number three, it even has implications after the death of the owner. If the son would bring the Korban, shelo lishma, it would still be not valid, and therefore he has to bring another Korban. Furthermore, it applies to ben b'korban yahid, ben b'korban sibur. Tomar b'shinui b'alim. Contrast that to shinui b'alim, where a person has kavanah for a different owner, right? So the Uven's korban, and he has kavanah for Shimon. Number one, the en pesulo begufo. Well, that's clear. The psul is not in the animal itself; it's on the eaters of the animal, the owners of the animal. The eno be'arba avodot. Furthermore, it does not affect the four avodot, which means if a person has shechita or kabbalat adam, or for that matter holacha, for the sake of different ba'alim, doesn't impact the korban. Only zirika, at the time of zirika tadam, which is the main part of the korban, because it's the zirika that brings the kapara. And they, when they sprinkle the blood, that's where the kapara comes. So at the zirika, if they were thinking l'shem somebody else, then it's going to be pasul. But all the other avodot, it doesn't matter. So you see, you have another leniency that shinui ba'alim has over shinui kodesh. Ve'eno le'achar mita. What does that mean? Eno le'achar mita. Yeah, which means, Rashi says, de'en shem be'alav alav me'achar shemit. Which means, once the Uven dies, finished. It's not his korban anymore. And therefore, his name is not on the korban anymore. And therefore, if they brought the korban l'shem Shimon after the Reuven dies, im shina Shimon, as she says, kasher. Last but not least, the eno b'sibur kebiyahid. It doesn't apply to a korban sibur. It only applies to a korban yahid. Example, a korban sibur. It's the whole siburs. So, whoever the kohen is going to think about, he's part of the Sibur. So he thinks for Shimon. Shimon's part of the Sibur as well. I mean, it's not Shayach. The only thing you could say is how you have a case of Shinui Ba'alim B'Sibur, as she gives an option and of course rejects it. But he says, maybe you'll say the cases where instead of having Kavanah for a Sibur of Jews, the Kohen had Kavanah for a Sibur of Goyim. So that's considered Shinui Ba'alim of a Sibur. He says, no, that doesn't start. Because the din of Shinui Be'alim, it has to be only Be'alim that are Shayach to Korbanot. Since Goyim are not Shayach to Korbanot, such a Shinui in Machshava will not even posel Beklal. So therefore, those four stringencies that apply to Shinui Kodesh do not apply to Shinui Be'alim. Now, this long Rashi over here that you see on top, basically what it's doing is proving to us that by the Zirika, that is where Shinui Ba'alim is felt. But the other Avodot, no. He just brings us the sources from other Gemariot to prove that it's Davka Zirika that is affected by Shinui Ba'alim and not in another place. We could read the beginning together about Shinui Ba'alim. Mehashev bedavar acher hu. The first thing he says is it's not the psul in the goof. It's you're thinking of something else. Ve'eno be'arba avodot b'shar zivachim delav Pesach. In other korbanot that are not korban Pesach, you don't have to. Shinui ban doesn't affect all four services. Delav ikaran achila ate ela lekapara, which is korbanot that are brought for kapara. Lo sheyach shinui ba'alim ela bezrika. So clearly that she says shinui ba'alim only is going to affect the zrika. She'en lo bekorban ela kaparato. When a person brings it, he wants kapara. The kapara leta ela bezrika. The kapara of the korban is at the zrika. So that's where shinui ba'alim is going to make a difference. She brings you the mekorot for such a point. Now, let's finish the thought over here now. What happened was, Rava came along, not Rava, Rapapa came along, and he said, I'll answer your question. Our question was, a person comes and brings a Qurban Pesach during the middle of the year, Bishinui Be'alim. His Kavanah is for Shreuvin, he has Kavanah for Shimon. Kasher or not? So Rapapa wanted to come along and said, Kasher. What was his logic? Listen, we know that Shinui Kodesh Bizmano is Pasul. We know Shinui Be'alim Bizmano is Pasul. We also know that Shinui Kodesh Shelo Bizmano is Kasher. So too Shinui Be'alim Shelo Bizmano should be Kasher. That was his theory. Came Rava and rejects it. He says, no, you can't compare Shinui Kodesh to Shinui Be'alim. Because Shinui Kodesh is more stringent than Shinui Be'alim. And therefore, Shinui Kodesh, I'll tell you what, Bizmano, Shinui Kodesh obviously is going to be Posel. And I'll tell you what, that Shelo Bizmano, Shinui Kodesh that has these stringencies can overpower the Qurban. And therefore it'll be Kasher. Shinui Kodesh is strong, but Shinui Ba'alim is not such a strong item. So therefore it could be Shinui Ba'alim, Shelo Bizmano, maybe it doesn't have the ability to change it into a Shelamim. And therefore maybe it remains as a Pesach, and therefore it will be Pasul. So that was Rava's rejection to the Sevara of Rapapa. Now the Gemara is just going to say, you're right in your Sevara. Shinui Kodesh is definitely stricter than Shinui Ba'alim, but you said in four things, it's not four things. It's only in two things. But Rava's logic still stands, but it's not four, it's two out of the four. Which two do we reject? So the Gemara says, Ve'afalgav detarti lavdavka. Even though two out of those four were lavdavka, they're really not stringencies. Tarte miha davka. You still have two. So the chumrah of Shinui Kodesh is still there. It's just two times, not four times. Why? De maishena shinui be'alim delo avi pesulo begufo desulo machshava be'almahu. Shinui kodesh nami pesulo machshava be'almahu. The first stringency you wanted to say was shinui hekdesh or shinui kodesh is in the animal. It's in the goof. But shinui be'alim is not in the animal. And again, what I want to say, none of them are really in the animal. It's all in the guy's brain. And therefore, you don't call that a psul in the goof. Psul in the goof would be like it's a baal mum, or the animal has some type of blemish or something like that. But a thought of something that pertains to the animal is not considered a psul in the goof. It's a machshava. So therefore, in that respect, they're both considered non-psul goof. So scratch that first stringency off the list. Just like Ba'alim is a nyan in the machshava, so too psul in kodesh, it's also machshava that doesn't sacrifice psul the goof. Ve'tu, and furthermore, had the amar shinui ba'alim eno lahar mita, that you wanted to say that shinui ba'alim doesn't apply after mita, meaning if Reuven had a korban and he died, and then the children brought that korban the shem Shimon, you wanted to say that it's okay. And that's also simple. Ulrav Pinhas bered Rav Amir Tamar yesh shinui ba'alim lahar mita ma'ika lememar. There's an opinion that says no, that even after mita, the korban still must be brought for the sake of the original owner, even though he's dead now. And if they're going to bring it for somebody else, it's not olelo. The korban have to bring another korban. So therefore, you see that stringency also doesn't apply. So the Gemara says you're right. Tarte miha davkaninu. Right, two out of the four are still there, and therefore Rava's logic is there to refute Rapapa. So therefore we're back to our question. What's the deen in a case where a guy brought Korban Pesach Bishari Yemot HaShana, and he brought it L'Shem Ba'ali Mahirim? What's the deen? Ela Amar Rava Pesach Sheshachato Bishar Yemot HaShana Bishinui Ba'alim. It's as if he brought it bizmano bishinui ba'alim. Now we all agree, if he brought it bizmano bishinui ba'alim, pasul. So let me just make a simple correlation. Just like if you bring it bizmano bishinui ba'alim, it's pasul. Of course, Korban Pesach that he brought for the person that was designated for. You can't bring a Korban Pesach on Erev Pesach that was designated for the Uven and bring it for Shimon. So just like it's pasul b'Erev Pesach bizmano, it's also pasul shelo bizmano. Simple logic. He just says it's pasul across the board. That she says on the words kimi she'en lo be'alim. Those are vague words. It's like there's no owners. Doesn't mean there's no owners. That she says kimi she'shahato bizmano shelo l'shem be'alim. He just reads into those words. It means as if he brought it bizmano shelo l'shem be'alim, which is going to be pasul. At the end of this Rashi just brings a question and he rejects, or another pshat in the Gemara and he rejects it. If you remember earlier, we said it, and we saw it in this big Rashi, we said there's proofs to it, that the Kavanah Shelo L'Shem Ba'alim only affects the Zerika. That's where the Kapara is, that's where it affects. So Rashi then says, but I heard some wanted to say that the Kavanah of Shelo L'Shem Ba'alim affects the Shechita. And Rashi wants to show a proof, just like we see by Korban Pesach, that the Kavanah of, let's say, Shelo L'Ochlav, when you have Kavanah Shelo L'Ochlav, affects the Shechita. So therefore he wanted to say that L'Shem Ba'alim also affects the Shechita. He rejects it. And he says it cannot be true. It only impacts the Zirika. So don't think it affects the Shechita. That's what she's doing at the end of that. And he says, Ba'ani Shamahti. Right? I'll just read the first lines of this. And she says, Ba'ani Shamahti Shinui Ba'alim Eno Bizrika. It's not in the Zirika. Kedabinen Em Machshivet Ochlin Bizrika. Then he says, V'yev Shalom Arkin. It's impossible to say that, as he rejects. Fine. So now, basically, we have an answer to our original question. Now we can move on to the Mishnah. Shachato shelo le'ochlav. Okay, back to the Korban Pesach. Korban Pesach, he slaughters it. In the group you have, let's say, non-eaters. You have zaken, an old man that can't eat, or chole. So the deen is, if you had made shechita, and you had kavanah, shelo le'ochlav, the Mishnah is going to say, pasul. V'shelo limnuyav. Or you had kavanah for members that were not part of the group, because you have to have designated members in each group. La'arelim, or you had kavana when you made the shechita for an arel. Arel is somebody that his brothers died, mahmat milah, two brothers, and therefore this fellow could not take a brit milah, not because of mizid that he wants to do it on purpose, but it's dangerous, sakana. So the halakha says an arel cannot eat from the Korban Pesach. So if a guy has kavanah at the time of the shechita for the arelim, so therefore it's not going to be kasher. Vila tameim, obviously a tameh person can eat Korban Pesach. The kavanah was for the tameim, pasul. Good. Le'ochlav v'shelo le'ochlav. But if a person has a dual kavanah, he has kavanah for the eaters and the non-eaters. Limnuyav v'shelo limnuyav. For the members of the group and the non-members. Lamulim v'la'arelim. For the circumcised and for the non-circumcised. Le'tameim v'la'teorim. For the Temeim and the Teorim, Kasher. And the Gemara will prove that dual Kavanah in all these cases is Kasher. So the cases of the original part of the Mishnah that said Pasul, we're talking about he had sole Kavanah for Temeim or Arelim or Lo Le'ochlav, etc. Shahatu Kodem Hasot Pasul. If they brought the Korban Pesach, they slaughtered it before midday, Pasul. Mishum Shin Emar Ben Arbaim. Torah says by Korban Pesach has to be in the afternoon. Before Hatzot, no good. Shahatu kodim le tamid. So you slaughtered it before the Korban Tamid. Now if you remember, we learned earlier in the Gemara that Korban Pesach is one of the exceptions that is dafka brought after the Tamid Shel Ben Arbaim. So the Gemara, what happens in the case if you slaughtered the Korban Pesach before the Tamid Shel Ben Arbaim? Kasher. Ubelvad shiye echad mimares bedamo. So long as you have somebody that continues to mix the blood of the Korban Pesach ad shiyizrok ha-tamid, until at least you sprinkle the blood of the Korban Tamid. Which means, even if you did shechita before the Korban Tamid Shel Ben Arbaim, wait. Keep the blood, turning the blood so it doesn't congeal. do the Qurban Tamid, sprinkle the blood of the Qurban Tamid, and then take the blood of the Qurban Pesach and sprinkle it. So at least if you didn't get the Shahita before the Qurban Tamid, you'll get the Zirika. If you didn't get the Shahita after the Qurban Tamid, you'll get the Zirika after the Qurban Tamid. And then the Mishnah concludes, V'im Nizrak Kasher. And even if you sprinkle the blood of the Qurban Pesach before the blood of the Qurban Tamid, B'di'avar will still be Kasher. Comes the Gemara. Tanu Rabbanan. We have a Braita. Ketzad Shlo Le'ochlav. What's the case of Shlo Le'ochlav? Le'shum Chole or Le'shum Zaken? Okay, the Gemara says you had kavana, either for an old man that was in the group or a chole, a sick person that cannot eat. Ketzad Shlo Le'muyav. What's the case where you have kavana for non-members? Nimnu alav habura zu v'shakato l'shem habura acheret. Simple. Right. The members were designated already. This guy had kavana for a different group. Members that were not, people that were not part of the group. Bina nemile. How do you know this halakha? Which halakha are we going to try to prove? We're going to try to prove over here. I will tell you. Right. How do you know that when we say if a guy is kavana at the time of the shechita, that people that are not part of the group, how do you know it's pasul? Shelo lemnuyav. How do you know it's pasul? That's the minah nemile over. How do you know shelo lemnuyav is pasul? So the Gemara says the Tanu Rabbanan, we have a braita. Bimichsat. Now, what does the word bimichsat mean? Michsat is another way of saying that she says lashon minuyin, meaning those that were appointed, those that are counted, meaning the members of the group. It says bimichsat nefashot, only to the members of the group. If you want, I'll read you the whole pasuk. The pasuk says, right, v'im yim'at abayit miyot meseh v'lakach hu ushkeno hakarov el beto, right, let him and his neighbor join in the group, b'mechsat nefashot, right, in the appointed members. Melamed, she'en ha-pesach neshchat ela limnuyav. So from the word b'mechsat, you see that the shaita is to be with kavana for the members. Yachol she'ato shelo limnuyav yek'over ala mitzvah v'kasher. Maybe you'll tell me, listen, if you didn't have kavanah for the minuyav, you are over. You didn't fulfill the mitzvah, but maybe it's still kasher. How do you know it's pasul b'di'avad? So I can argue with you, you're right. The pasul is not b'mechsat. You have to have kavanah for the group. But maybe if you didn't have kavanah for the group, you didn't fulfill this mitzvah b'mechsat, but what? Maybe it's still kasher. How do you know it's pasul? So the Gemara says, Tamud omar b'mechsat tachosu. If you look at the end of the pasuk, it says, "Ish lefi ochlo tachosu alase." The word tachosu again is what? Tachosu. Make sure it's the members that are counted in the group. It's repeated twice. You have b'mechsat and tachosu, reminding you twice that what? Only the members of the group. Hakatuv shana alav le'akev. The Torah repeats b'mechsat and tachosu to tell you, even b'di'avad pasul, that if you did the shaita shelo l'shem minuyav, it indeed is going to be pasul even b'di'abad. Comes the Gemara and continues. Rabbi Omer, Rabbi says, lashon sursihu. The word tachosu is sursi. As she says, sursi arami. Right, that's another way of saying the Aramaic. I would say it's Lashon Sursi. What does Tachosu mean in Aramaic? Ke'adam shomer l'chavero. It's like a guy that tells his friend, Kosli taleze. Kosli, go slaughter for me this sheep. So Tachosu is teaching you what? That this is a deen in the Shechita. That she says, Shachot lememra. Which means, how do you know where this kavanah applies? In this four avodot. So he's coming to tell you, no. The deen of minuyav and shelo b'minuyav is dafka where? at the she'ita. Why? Because it says tachosu. Tachosu is lashon she'ita. Like a guy tells his friend, kosli, go slaughter me this sheep. How does Tanakama know it's from the she'ita? So that she later on tells us that he'll learn it from a different pasuk. He'll learn it from the pasuk. It says v'shachatu oto. Right after this pasuk is v'shachatu oto. So therefore he'll learn that it's only talking by the she'ita. Okay, so all agree that if a person was shochet shelo l'shem menuyav, pasul, afilu b'di'avad. Comes the Gemara and says, Askehan shelo l'menuyav. Okay, you proved to me shelo l'menuyav. Shelo l'ochla binana. How do you know the other din of the Mishnah? That if a person slaughtered the Korban Pesach for non-eaters, how do you know that is going to be pasul? Amar kera, ish lefi ochlo tachosu. The pasuk says ish lefi ochlo, according to the people that eat. Ish lefi ochlo, it kish ochlin the minuim, and it's written in that same pasuk of tachosu. And what we learn already by minuim from the fact that it says bichsat and tachosu, we learn that if you have kavanah shelo l'minuyav pasul b'di avad, so too ish lefi ochlo. So to give kavanah shelo l'ochlav, it's also going to be pasul b'di'avad. So we learn from the hekesh. Now, that would also be, by the way, for an aril, because an aril also is a non-eater, somebody that's not circumcised, or for that matter, a tameh. So ish lefi ochlo, you really learn the psul of all tameh, aril, and lo zaken and a choleh. And we turn to the amud bet. Basically, the Amud Bet over here discusses one case, and we're going to have a mahloket of Rav Chisda and Rava in this case. And basically, what the Gemara is going to do is bring Rav Chisda's proof and bring Rava's proof. How do each one have their respective opinions on the case? What's the one case? Shehato lemulin. Al menat sheyitkaperu bo arelim bezrika. The guy slaughtered the Korban Pesach for the circumcised members of the group, no problem. But his kavanah was that he's doing the shaita for the circumcised members on condition that the non-circumcised members or non-members, doesn't matter, will get kapara at the time of the zrika. This is what the guy's kavanah was. No. He's doing shechita kasher for the mulin, so you don't have a problem of shechita because that's where the shechita, that's where it manifests. However, for zirika, the guy throws in that what? That he wants the arelim. You want to say only? I don't know if it's only. Amenachi et kaperu bo arelim. That she just says ben minuim ben she'ena minuim. Okay, let's see. Let's read. Kasher or not? Rav Chisda amar pasul. Rav Chisda says no good. Pasul. Rava amar kasher. Rava says kasher. What's the logic? Rav Chisda amar pasul. Yesh machshevet arelim bezrika. So he holds that this machshevet for non-circumcised also affects the zrika. Don't think it only affects the shechita. It also impacts the zrika. And since this guy, at the time that he did the shechita, clearly specified that for the zrika he wants to be for arelim, and that's a psul machshaba for zrika. Therefore, Rav Chisda says the korban is pasul. Rava amar kasher en machshevet arelim bezrika. He says no. The deen of arelim only is a deen in shechita. It's not a deen in zrika. And therefore, since the guy had shechita l'shem mulin, circumcised, and he said, "Alminat that at the time of the zirika, we don't care what you thought about at the time of the zirika," which means the kavanah for the zirika is not impacted by arelim. Therefore, Rav Rava says kasher. And the Gemara is going to explain this. Amar Rava, Rava says, "Mina aminala." How do I know this? What is Rava trying to prove? How do I know that a kavanah for arelim at the time of the zirika does not possess the korban? Good? Detanya, we have a braita. Yachol yifsol bene habura habain ermo. Do you think that an uncircumcised man that's part of a habura, that's part of a group of Korban Pesach, do you think he's going to posel the group? Meaning, the guy went to store the Korban Pesach, his kavanah is for everybody, for the whole group. Is that arel going to ruin it? Because he's not, he cannot eat. This is the Gemara's question, this is the Braita. Does a guy who's part of a group, who's an arel, does he ruin it for the whole group where the guy has kavanah for everybody? So the Gemara says, Vidinu. Well, Vidinu, I could learn it from a limud. How? Ho'il ve'orla poselet. Orla means an arel. Let's say a guy only slaughtered for arelim. What's the din? Pasul. Ve'tum'ah poselet. A guy only slaughters for timi'im. What's the din? Pasul. Oh, so we see there's a correlation between arel and tameh. So now we can we'll go take it further. Ma tum'ah lo asaba miksat tum'ah kechol tum'ah. Just like by tum'ah, partial tum'ah is not like complete tum'ah. Meaning, if let's say there's a tameh guy in the group, and the guy has kavanah for all of them, which means he has kavanah for the tahor and the tameh, it's kasher. Partial tum'ah is not like complete tum'ah. Af orla lo asaba miksat orla kechol orla. So to my arelim, miksat orla, which you have kind of a partial orla, partial mulin, it'll be kasher. It's not considered like all arelim. So that's his limud. If you learn orla from tum'ah, it'll be fine. Meaning that what will be fine in a case where you have an arel in the group? And yet, kavanah for all of them. So, what is that? That's miksat. Miksat arel, miksat mulin. Well, he says, well, just like by tum'ah, now for some reason the Gemara takes it for granted that miksat tum'ah is kasher. The Gemara will say, why is that take it for granted? The Gemara later on will say that. But bottom line, that's the din. So, therefore, you want to say kasher. Or klach lederizu. Or he says, maybe I can go a different road. What's the different road? Ho'il ve'orla poselet. Uzman posel. Don't compare orlat to tum'ah. Compare orlat to zman. What's zman? Zman is if a kohen, let's say, has kavanah to eat this animal past its time. The Torah calls that pigul. Pasul. So say like this. Just like orlah, meaning if a guy has kavanah for arelim, it's pasul. And we know that if a guy has kavanah, the kohen has kavanah for chutz lezman, it's also pasul. Now make the connection. Ma zman asaba miksat zman kechol zman, which means even partial out of the time is asur. It's like full korban. Meaning, let's say the kohen has kavanah, I only want to eat one kezayit of this korban outside the zman. What's the din? The whole korban is pasul. Miksat zman is like kolzman. So therefore I'll say what? Af orla asaba miksat orla kechol orla. And therefore I'll be mahmirin and say what? Miksat orla, meaning for partial non-circumcised, will be pasul. So therefore what the Gemara did in this braita was it gave you two different options, two different roads. If you learn from tum'ah, it'll be kasher. If you learn from Zman, it'll be Pasul. So now the question is, which side is more rational to learn from? Now the Braita is giving you both options. So the Gemara says, Nir'ele mi dome, which option is more seeming? Which option is more feasible? So the Gemara says, Danin, davar she'eno noheg bechol hazevachim, medavar she'eno noheg bechol hazevachim. Obviously, when you're making comparisons, you'd rather compare apples to apples. You'd rather compare similars to similars than similars to non-similars. So the Gemara says it makes more sense to compare arelin to tum'ah, because both have something in common. They're not noheg by every other korban besides korban Pesach. Now, that doesn't mean to say that a non-circumcised person can bring a korban shelamim, and it doesn't mean that a tameh can bring a korban shelamim, but they do have viability. How? They can send their korban with somebody else. A tameh can send his korban shelamim with somebody else. An arel can send his korban with somebody else. So therefore, you see that what? That both these items, arel and tum'ah, do not apply to any other korban but korban Pesach. Korban Pesach, if you're an arel or you're tameh, not only you can't bring it, you can't send it with somebody else. So therefore, you're comparing similar items. However, ve'al yuchiyah zman shenoheg b'chol ha'zevachim. Zman, however, meaning chutz tazman, applies to all items. So therefore, I'm not going to compare tum'ah or arel to zman. Arel applies only to Pesach, whereas zman applies to every korban. So therefore, it makes more sense to compare orla to tum'ah, and therefore say what? Just like miksat tum'ah is kasher, miksat orla is also kasher. The Gemara says, oklach lederich zu, or maybe go the other way. Danin davar shelo hutar mechlalo, medavar shelo hutar mechlalo. Which means like this. In Orla, there's no exceptions. If a person is an Arel, there's no way he can bring the Korban. We never make a dispensation for an Arel. You can't bring the Korban. It's finished. There's no, which means even if the majority of Klal Yisrael is Arelin, so they can't bring the Korban. So too, Zman is the same thing. There's never a dispensation if the Kavanah, the Kohen was Chutz L'Zmano, the Qurban is always Pasul. There is no exceptions. So therefore, in that sense, Zman and Orla are similar. Ve'al tochiyah tum'ah shehutra mechlala. Tum'ah, however, has an exception. Meaning, if the majority of Klal Yisrael is tameh, the deen is tum'ah. Either hutra b'sibur or dehoya b'sibur, but the point is, you can bring a korban in some cases betum'ah. So therefore, on this side of the Gemara wants to say, could be the limud should be from where? Orla to zman. That are both items that have no exception. And therefore, just like miksat zman is pasul, so miksat arel will be pasul. So basically the braitas go in both sides, and both sides seemingly can make sense. So we're back to the question, is miksat or la miksat arel kashir? What does miksat arel mean? You have a group? No, you have nimulim in the group, right? And you have an arel, one guy in the group that says an arel, and the guy's kind of all of them. Good or not, braitas giving you both sides. Braitas giving you both sides. Talmud Lomar, so here's the key. Tavas says, bring this bride. Talmud Lomar, what do we have here? A pasuk. Vezot. What's the word vezot? So the whole pasuk says, Vayomer Hashem el Moshe ve'aharon, Zot hukat ha-pasach, kol ben necha lo yochad bo. Zot hukat ha-pasach. So the Gemara says, Mai zot. What is the hiddush on the word zot? This usually comes say this as opposed to something else. Ilema, maybe it's coming to tell me dechula orla pesula miksata lo pesula. Maybe you want to learn from the word zot that somehow it's coming to tell me that only kula kavanafa arelim is pasul, but miksat arelim is kasher. Hay mevechol arel nafka. Oh, we have a pasuk already that says chol arel lo yochal bo. And what's the derash on that? Only when the guy has kavanah for kol arel, but miksat arel kasher. Oh, good. So now already we proved from a pasuk already, miksat areil kasher. So what's the vizot coming to do? Ela lav hachi ketani. So must be the derash is like this. Tamud domar v'chol areil. Kula orla pesula miksata lo pasla. V'chi tema hu hadin lizrika. Now that pasuk of v'chol areil, v'chol areil lo yokalbo. That's teaching me that what? Kula orla is pasul. At what stage? At this point, the Gemara is saying it's the shahita. Why? Either because of the drash we said from Rabbi Tachosu, that's only by shahita, or because right after that it says the word Veshahatu. But the point is, or like Rashi says also, because that's the first avodah, so I would assume it's the first avodah. Point is, I only know so far that miksat orla is kishira by where? By shahita, and kula is pasul by shahita. Oh, so the Gemara says, "Dichite mahu adin desrika, dichula orla miyapasla." Maybe you want to say not only by shahita kula orla is pasula, but maybe also by zirika kula orla is pasula. Tamudomar zot. Only here, only by shahita kula is asur, but by zirika kula orla is mutar. B'shchita u'dechula orla miyapasla. Ava zirika afilu kula orla name lo pasla. And therefore we have a braita. The way Rava is learning it from the word zot is clearly telling me, even if the guy went with kavana for the zirika only for arelim kishira. So back to our original question. The guy made shechita l'shem nimolim. Beautiful. For the people that are valid. Al minat that the zirika should mechaper for all arelim. Only arelim. Comes to us as a zot. Which means all arelim kavanas only pasul by the shechita, but not by the zirika. Now the only question you might ask is why? What is the difference between shechita that we're strict and zirika that we are being lenient? So the Gemara says, "Vichitema mai kula dizrika." Why do you have this kula by zirika? He says, "De'en machshevet ochlin bezirika," because we know another leniency by zirika. We learned earlier that if the kohen has or the shochet has kavana shelo le'ochlin. Shelo le'ochlin only impacts what part of the korban? The shahita. Right? We learned from Tachosu, it's only the shahita. However, it doesn't affect the zirika. So when do you see we're mekel by the zirika? So just like we're mekel by shelo le'ochlav by zirika, will also be mekel arelim. So therefore, Rava proved this point from a derasha zot. Now, in order to understand our chazdal, let's just be a little clearer. The zot, according to Rava, is coming lehakel. Right? Because I have one pasuk that's coming to say what? Kol arel o yachalbo. That teaches me what? Kol orla pasul. The zot comes and tells me, yeah. That which you said, kol orla's pasul, is only by shechita. But it does not apply by zidka. So the zot is really coming as a leniency. Good? That's Rava's source. Now we go to Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda Adrabah. Rav Chisda says, on the contrary, Le'idach Gisa, you're learning Zot le'kula, I learned Zot to the other side. I learned Zot as a Chumrah, as a stringency. How? Tamud lomar v'chol arel. Good. We go back to the derash. V'chol arel teaches me what? Kula orla pasla miksata lo pasla. Aval zirika afilu miksata name pasla. Which means v'zot, which means that which we said miksat is kasher, that's only by shechita. But by zirika, even miksat orla is going to be pesula. He takes it lachmir. V'chitema hu adin lizrika da'ad ika kula orla lo pasla. Right? And the Rash goes like this. Maybe you'll think that just like my Shechita, it's only Pasul until you have full Orla. So too by Zirika, maybe you'll say only Pasul. Tufal Orla, Tamudomar, Zot. Shechita hu de miksata lo pasla, ava zirika afilu miksata pasla. The Zot comes and says that it's only by Shechita we have this leniency. But by zirika, we're strict even miksat. Therefore, according to Rav Ezda, the case where the guy made Shechita l'shem mulin, al menat l'zrok le'arelim, even if he did it for miksat arelim, it's going to be pasul. Now the Gemara just concludes and says, "V'chi tema umay chumra d'zrika." Why are you being so strict by zrika? So he says, "De'lo mikba pigul ela bezrika," because pigul doesn't manifest until zrika. Meaning, the law is like this. Let's say the guy who made the shechita by regular animal, he did shechita shelo bezmano. So already the Qurban is pasul. If somebody eats a Qurban of pigul, there's a karet. Pigul lo yiratzeh v'nichreta ish Torah says. However, there's a certain condition that the only time pigul is subject to karet is if no other psul was involved. Meaning, let's say the shaita pigul chutz lazman. So now it's potentially a karet situation. Came the Kabbalah, at the time of the Kabbalah Tadam, the Kohen had Kabbalah chutz lemkomo, to eat it outside its time. Korban is still pasul, but it's not considered pigul of karet anymore. The pigul of karet has to be that all the avodot were done, and that's the only psul there. So when do you know if it's pigul or not of karet? At zirika. So it's the zirika that's koveya pigul. Because once you know that you got to zirika, and the only psul is pigul, then already the karet is on this item, and therefore it's going to be asuti. So that when you see a stringency of zirika, that it's koveya the pigul. Oh, so once we find the stringency, I'll say also that even miksat arelim is posel at the time of zirika. Now let's just read that in Nashi. Nashi says, "V'chi tema mai chumra d'zirika." It's the fourth line, fourth wide. Mai chumra d'zirika mishaita. Why is zirika stricter than shaita? Demukbit kula, demiksat orla, lo pasla shaita. That you were lenient by shaita, that miksat orla is okay. Aba zirika, afilu miksata pasla. But by zirika, you said even miksat orla is pasul. Hainu chumra dileh. This is the chumra. Delo mekayem pigul, ela bezrika. Because pigul doesn't hit until the time of the zirika. Im hishev be'achat me'arba avodot. Let's say he thought on one of the previous avodot, let's say shaita or kabbalah holacha, al menat lechol leminu kezayit chuslas bano. He wants to eat kezayit of the meat outside of its time. Pigul hu, the hayavim alav karet, afilu achal miminu tochs bano. That's the din of pigul. Which means even if you end up eating the korban within the time, doesn't matter. Since you had kavana to eat it outside the time, you get karet in the time. Kedichtiv v'anefesh ha'ochelet mimenu avona tisa ubilvad shi'asu kol avodot shelahareha shelo b'pisul aher. So long as the subsequent avodot are done without a different psul, ela o b'shtika, which you didn't say anything, or b'kashrut al menat tok zemano, or you did it, let's say, even the right way, meaning tok zemano, when you had a positive kavanah even, or al menat pigul kemota, or you just made pigul shelo bezmano the whole way through. Aval hishev ba'achat ma'avodot shelahare psul aher, kegon chutz lemkomo, shuv en bo karet. There's no karet anymore. Kedavrinim bezevachim. Ubenachot. Hartza'a ketiva befigul. The Torah uses the word hartza'a, meaning it'll be accepted. Ne'emar lo yiratze bepigul, right? By pigul, lo yiratze. V'ne'emar bechasher miyom ha'shimini v'ahala yiratze. by a kosher korban, it says, it will be accepted. So you have the word by pigul lo yiratze, and by a kosher korban, it says the word yiratze. Ka'artza'at kasher, ka'artza'at pigul. Which means, the din of pigul is going to be like the regular din of a korban, that what? Ma'artza'at kasher, ad shi'ikribu kol metarav bekashrut. So too, just by a kasher. To be kasher, what? The whole thing has to be done. Bekashrut, then there is considered, hartza'at meaning ratzon, God accepts it. Af hartza'at pigul, ad shi'ikribu kol metarav, o bepigul, o bekashrut. So too, to be the leftovers of the korban, meaning the meat of the korban. So to my pigul, to be considered pigul, it has to be consistent, meaning either pigul the whole way through, or pigul in the beginning and nothing else. It's got to be straight pigul, just like by a kashir korban, it has to be kashir the whole way through. So my pigul has got to be pigul the whole way through. Alma lo mikba vevaday shel pigul. So when does vaday pigul kick in? Ela bezrika. Because until zirika, it's in limbo. Because maybe you'll think of a different kabana and the pigul will go off. So therefore, since you see that pigul only hits at zirika, there's a chumrah by zirika. Therefore, the Chazdan says it has the chumrah also as miksat orla kabana by zirika.